Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Good morning, mate.
How you going, Darren? You well?
Oh, well, I've just recovered from the Lions getting a thrashing by Melbourne last night. I didn't like it at all.
No, they were brought back to earth with a giant thud, weren't they? They went into that game top of the table, of course, after Melbourne had lost the last three. And full credit to the Demons, they bounced back in style, and those that have written them off saying the wheels had fallen off and this and that after the Stephen May and Jack Melchkam incident, etc. Yes, they got a good reality check last night. But, not sure where the Lions are at, Darren. That was their first time on the MCG, I think, for a while, and that's obviously where the grand finals played. And hopefully it's just not another wasted year for them. This is probably the third year, I guess, that they're having a real crack and have a real chance at the flag. And they've let themselves down a bit last night on the big stage.
Indeed they did. There's some good matchups in the AFL this weekend. Bulldogs and the Hawks tonight. Eagles, your Eagles and the Bombers tonight as well. So they're pretty evenly matched teams, I'd reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a fan of these two games on a Friday night. It's annoying. I don't know why we need to do it. I don't know why we can't just spread the games out.
Why can't we just have regular Thursday nights?
Exactly.
Every week.
That should be locked in as a given.
Yep.
And then we've got that much time over the weekend. I just can't see why we can't have them all not overlapping. But anyway, hopefully that's sorted out in the fixture in the years to come. But two interesting games tonight. Bulldogs Hawthorn at Marvel. That's at 7 o'clock, so an early start. I think it's hard to tip past the Bulldogs there. But I've got a good feeling about the Eagles tonight, Darren. I reckon Essendon's up and about after that win last week. But generally, the Bombers played pretty well in the West as well. So I think it's a toss of the coin, that one. I reckon West Coast might be in this one up to their eyeballs. They were pretty good against Geelong last week.
All right. So we'll see how they go with that. I reckon game of the round is Carlton Fremantle Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it should be a ripper, shouldn't it? But I guess the only thing for Carlton is their long list of injuries at the moment, particularly in defence. So I think that'll make it a little bit tough for them. I reckon Fremantle will win, but hopefully it's a close game because you're right, it's a good one. And Geelong-Richmond, so that's a really hard one to hit in the twilight game, the one after that. So, yeah, it's really difficult tips this round.
Certainly. All right, so there's no TSL this weekend?
No competition bye. So I think they put that in place because there is a bye every week for TSL teams, but I think they put it in place at the start of the season due to the unknowns of COVID, etc. And if they needed to play catch-up games, they would have taken place this round. But obviously, everything's gone to plan and everyone gets a week off.
Righto then. Okay, let's go to cricket. So first BBL draft happening. We heard Punter talking about it. And seems that, well, hopefully it creates an opportunity for players that are perhaps on the fringe and not just overseas players, but local players as well.
Well, this is just an international draft. So only international players.
It's just international.
Just international.
Lucky I spoke to you. Yeah.
Yeah, so only three picks, or you have to have at least two picks and a maximum of three. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. There's some different tiered categories for payments, etc. So I think all the elite players will be in the platinum category, but and for example, we had Jock Racher a couple of years ago. If we wanted to retain him, if someone tried to pick him up, we could use one pick that's a retained pick, and we could keep Jofra, but you only use one of those. So if there's someone else who wanted to pick after that, we'd have to let him go if someone else went for them before us. So I don't mind it. I think the BBL needed something to rejuvenate itself, and this will create a few eyeballs on it in the lead-up to the tournament, I reckon. So I think it can only be a good thing.
Okay, and still on cricket, so is this true? Maxey in the test team?
The test squad. He's still got to be picked in the final 11, I guess. But obviously there's some injury concerns around Travis Head and Ashton Agar. So I think they've brought him in as a cover player. But I'd love to see him in the final 11, Darren. I reckon it'd be magnificent. We know it's been 5 years since he's last played test cricket. And as you said off air, provides a bit of an X factor, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
In that team. So I reckon it'd be magnificent getting back in there.
Well, you know, excellent in the field, just an absolute gun. You know he's going to take catches and save runs, and he can bowl some handy off-spin as well. So, fair enough.
Exactly right. No, it's a no-brainer for me. I think it'd be fantastic.
All right. Now, the World Swimming Championship. So, we've got a couple of gold overnight. So, what do we get? Molly Callahan, the 100 metres freestyle, and Zach Stubbley-Cook, the 200 breasts. That's no surprise. He's the world record holder.
Yeah, great result, wasn't it? I reckon Zach Stubbley-Cook's got one of the best names in world sport. I reckon it's magnificent. But Molly O'Callaghan's rise has been phenomenal, hasn't it? Gold last night, and she's from St. Peter's Western as well, which is obviously the same school up there as Ariane Titmus. So comes from a good background there, but her rise has been absolutely unbelievable, and I can't wait to see where she ends up, particularly with the Commonwealth Games coming up.
Mm, so very good. That's over in Budapest. Right, let's go to NPL. So Devonport Strikers, they play Lonnie City away tomorrow. So that'd be a good game, I reckon. Devonport currently second on the ladder and Launceston fourth. So that means Glenorchy would be top.
Yeah, they must be. Yeah, without looking at the ladder, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it must be.
I'll just bring it up here.
It's always a tricky spot going to play at Lonnie City, isn't it? They're a really good team, and they'll be pretty wary of that one, I reckon, the Strikers. They've obviously been up for the last couple of weeks as well, with everything that's been going on with the lack of cup and a good win last weekend. So they'll be a little bit cautious, but I reckon they'll get the job done still.
Yeah, I've got the ladder here. So Glenorchy on 50, Devonport 47, South Hobart 43, Launceston City on 22. So there's the top four in that. Right, now Thunder on the road this weekend, so they've got some big games coming up that they need to win. They've got Geelong Saturday night, Nunna Wadding on Sunday, before they're back home next weekend at Ulverston. So what about the Chargers? They're on the road as well?
Yeah, they're on the road too. So both teams have been on the road for a few weeks now, so they'll be keen to get back home next weekend. From the Thunder's perspective, they've got a really tough game against Geelong first up. That's their third on the ladder, the Supercats, so that'll be a really hard one to win. And then I think they've got Nunna Wadding, who are below them on the ladder. They've got the same win losses as the North West Thunder. In fact, they've lost one extra game perspective. So, yeah, really tough road trip for the Thunder. I think I'm right by saying they get Matt Kenyon back in this week, though, and obviously Fab Krislevic's there now. So that'll strengthen them up a fair bit, having the Jack Jumpers boys there. But, yeah, it's still going to be a tough weekend of games for them.
All right, we'll finish off with the Jack Jumpers. So they've announced their first recruit this week, overseas player.
Yeah, Rashad Kelly. So that's really exciting. Obviously, he will be the direct sort of replacement for Mikhail McIntosh. He'll come in and be that big man. He's a bit more athletic than Mikhail, though, looking at his highlights. And then we're waiting on the next announcement too, which we believe is Milton Doyle. I think that'll be announced. Well, it could even be today, who knows, but it's close. And he's actually played NBA with Brooklyn, only a handful of games. He's had some really good European experience, and he'll come in to replace Josh Adams, although Scott Roth did say that he's not really the exact same type of player as J.O. was. So I can't wait to see these boys come in and see how they glue with and connect with this group. And it won't be far away, the basketball season, Darren. Obviously, it'll start in October this year, where it started in December last year due to COVID. So we'll roll around pretty quickly, October.
Yeah. So who's on the Water Boys tomorrow, mate?
We've got Eddie McGuire on, actually.
Excellent.
Which looking forward to. We had him on about 12 months ago talking Tassie footy, and it was a really good chat. And obviously, he put forward his North Melbourne proposal a week or two ago about getting them to play 11 games in Tassie and 11 games in Melbourne. So we'll try and pull that apart with him.
Yeah, roast him. Roast him over that, mate.
Yeah, exactly. No one really wants that, so we'll talk to Eddie about that. I think he genuinely cares about Tassie footy, but that probably wasn't the greatest idea, suggestion.
All right, so Waterboys tomorrow from 10, following Martin's Saturday Sports Show. And Brent's back on WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thanks, mate.
On you, Darren. Thanks, mate.